ask you a question, whether you're a Christian or not, watching this. Do you think it's possible for you to purify yourself before God? What do you reckon? Now, if you are a Christian who has come to know the grace of God in and through Jesus Christ, I'm guessing you're automatically going to answer that question with a no. And I understand why you would. I think, ask that question without any surrounding context, I would say no, it's not possible for us to purify ourselves. But, you might have realised there was a but coming there. Listen to these words from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. This is what Paul writes. You have purified yourselves. Really, Peter? Is that really the message of the Bible, that we purify ourselves? Let me just read some of the surrounding words. There's a bit from verse 18, then I'll skip to verses 19 and on to verse 22. For you know that you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for you. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth, and I'll stop there, because we'll move on to the next words next time. I know we broke off halfway through a sentence, but it's a fascinating first half of a sentence. You have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth. What on earth does Peter mean? This is important for us to understand if we're a Christian already and we're confused by these words because they don't sound right, or if we're not a Christian and we actually think, well, yeah, surely I must have to purify myself before God. I'm glad to hear I can do it. Well, you need to hear how you do it as well. Peter says, you have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth. Now, he doesn't say you have purified yourselves by your obedience to God's law. That's not what he says. And that's important to understand, because we can't purify ourselves by keeping all of God's commandments, such as the Ten Commandments, to love God perfectly and to love others as well. No, we can't purify ourselves in that way. But we have to purify ourselves by our obedience to the truth. So what is the truth that Peter is referring to? Well, it's the truth that he's just outlined in the verses above. It's the truth that we can only be redeemed for our empty way of life through Christ. We can only be redeemed from our sin with the precious blood of Christ, who was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for us. And it's through him that we can believe in God, who raised Christ from the dead and gave him glory, so that our faith and hope are in God. To obey the truth is to obey the call of the gospel. To obey the truth is to recognize that our previous way of life was empty, it was sinful, that we need to be redeemed from it. To obey the truth and thereby be purified is to confess our sin, the emptiness of our life without God, and put our trust in Christ, who God chose before the foundation of the world to be one who would take on human flesh, live the life we could not live in obedience to God's law, die on the cross in our place, but be raised again, showing that he had paid the full price for our sin and was taken back to glory, a glory that we will one day share fully with him if we have obeyed the truth, if we have confessed our sin, put our faith in Christ to forgive that sin, and set our hope on the glory that is to come in Christ Jesus. Now, I know none of us ever choose to obey the truth without God, by his Spirit, working in our hearts first, such that we willingly and happily put our faith in Christ as our Saviour and King. True. But it's also true what Peter says here. You have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth. So have you purified yourself? Have you obeyed the truth? Have you obeyed the call of the gospel? Have you put your trust in the one who describes himself as truth, Jesus Christ, confessing your need of him, your sin, trusting him as the one who paid for it, fixing your hope upon him that one day you'll be with him and like him fully in glory?